This Health Ranger Report Pandemic Podcast is brought to you by naturalnews.com for uncensored reporting and healthrangerstore.com for lab-tested preparedness supplies such as storable food, full-face medical masks, biostructured silver first aid gel, and iodine, only while supplies last.
So the health department for the state of Hawaii told a person who had been trying to self-report to say, hey, I may have been exposed to someone. I was around someone who was later confirmed with the coronavirus. And they emailed the state health department to explain this and ask what should they do. And Hawaii, the state of Hawaii, told this person, just go on about your normal day. And, you know, if you have any symptoms, then let us know. That's it. No testing. No self-quarantine. This person was planning to go out to eat, public restaurant, you know, interacting with the public, maybe, who knows, taking an Uber. We'll talk about Uber here more in a second. But the state of Hawaii, I think right now, stands a very good chance of being the first real outbreak in the United States of America, the state of Hawaii, and in particular, Honolulu and the areas around the airport and so on. We have seen a very strange, I don't know what you say, a connect the dots kind of some hints, some clues of people who are diagnosed with coronavirus in Asia. Turns out that they had previously traveled to Hawaii. And so it seems to be, although this is still early and nothing is absolutely confirmed yet, it seems to be that some people are catching this traveling to Hawaii or from Hawaii. Perhaps it's on one of the airlines that serves Honolulu. Perhaps it's a flight attendant. Perhaps it's nothing. Perhaps it's just coincidence. But with the state of Hawaii now telling this possibly infected person, hey, don't worry about it. Just go on about your day. Knowing full well that this thing spreads during the symptomless incubation period, to me, that's alarming. That the state of Hawaii, I mean, first of all, This is the place where a lot of Asian people tour. You know, Hawaii is a big tourism destination for people of Japan and Singapore, Malaysia, Korea, Taiwan, Hong Kong, mainland China, all of which have infections. So just because of the geography of Hawaii, you know, and Hawaii has a very large Japanese-American community and a Korean community and Chinese community and so on, you know, on the different islands. And so Hawaii is kind of a natural destination of people who are possibly infected. And I think that Hawaii knows that if anything happens in Hawaii, obviously it's going to devastate their tourism industry. And that is a huge part of the entire economy in Hawaii. So we could be looking at a situation, again, not confirmed, but could be a situation where Hawaii perhaps is aware of local outbreaks, but is covering them up. Or at least at the, you could say at the very least, they're not taking the aggressive precautions that seem justified here to tell someone, go on about your day, even though that person may have been exposed, may be infected. You know, just wait for symptoms to appear, even when we know that this can be spread before symptoms appear. So what's up with the Hawaii Department of Health, right? I don't know. I mean, doesn't Hawaii have the Senator Hirono? Is that her name? She's a lunatic. It doesn't speak well for the decision-making in the Hawaiian government there. And if you've ever lived in Hawaii, you know how insane the local left-leaning government actually is. It's insane. It's, I don't know what to tell you, but it's some of the highest taxes in the country, the worst gun control laws in the country, and, you know, super high property prices. It's very expensive to live there. You can't get labor. You can't get food without paying a fortune, all these things. It's hard to live in Hawaii. Well, it may be about to get much more difficult. So I want you to imagine what happens if there is an outbreak admitted on the island of Oahu. So right there, what's going to happen? Well, there's going to be a quarantine of Oahu or maybe Honolulu. And you're going to see flights stopped to the other Hawaiian islands. So you want to fly to the Big Island? Forget it. You want to fly to Maui? Forget it. You know, Molokai? Forget it. Not that anybody wants to fly to Molokai, but you never know. Maybe you're tired of civilization. I don't know. It's up to you. But the point is, or Kauai. Did I already say Kauai? Yeah. Maui, Kauai, yeah. All these places are going to be cut off from Oahu. And then if it spreads across the islands with the local air flights there, because of course those local Hawaiian airlines, they don't sanitize their airplanes any more than the international flights do, you're probably going to get a quarantine of the entire island chain from the mainland of America, right? At some point, you could see that happening. Like, no more flights from Hawaii to Los Angeles, let's say. Not going to happen because there's an outbreak in Hawaii. So you could end up with a situation where the people of Hawaii are not only isolated from other islands there, but also then isolated from the mainland. And you know how hard it is to get supplies right now. You know, what you pay for groceries and, you know, other products that are coming from the mainland, you know, the extra high shipping rates for USPS and FedEx and UPS and so on. Imagine how hard it's going to be to get supplies in Hawaii if the state is under quarantine. Yeah, that kind of gives you an idea of where this may be heading. Now, we hope that's not the case. And I do want to reiterate on behalf of the tourism industry in Hawaii that we currently have no official confirmations of any infections known in Hawaii. We don't have any CDC admissions of sustained outbreaks anywhere in Hawaii. But for all the reasons I just mentioned, it looks likely to be one of the places where these outbreaks are going to occur. And we have the CDC telling us that they know outbreaks are going to happen in the United States. The director of the CDC, Redfield, has already admitted this. Plus, that division head, what's her name, Dr. Nancy Masonier, she has also admitted the same thing. They're talking about, what do they call them, community outbreaks. And Dr. Redfield says, this thing's going to come back basically every year, like the seasonal flu in terms of its timing. So we're going to have coronavirus 2020, then we're going to have coronavirus 2021, 2022, and so on. We're going to be dealing with this for years, according to the CDC's director. I don't know what his official title is. Top CDC guy, Redfield, says it's going to come back year after year. That's already in the works here. How is Hawaii going to deal with this? Frankly, how's Los Angeles going to deal with this? You know, the average American right now is just not even thinking about this. They haven't even factored it in. Or maybe they've heard about it and they say, it's no big deal. It's in China. And you tell them, you know, there are over 600 infections outside of China, right? And they say, really? I didn't hear that on CNN. No, you didn't. There's over 600, and there are deaths in multiple countries now. There are over 28 different nations and territories that have these infections. And we have sustained human-to-human transmission in multiple countries. And we've got confirmed cases in Africa now. And the Ethiopia Airlines, they are still receiving direct flights from China because China's their buddy, and they don't want to anger China. At the same time, all this is going on, you got politicians in China that are arguing that flights need to resume, that all these countries that blocked flights from China, they're bad, and it's alarmist, and China's under control, and we need to resume flights to and from China. You know why they're doing that? Because China wants to spread the pandemic so that they don't get blamed for everything. They'd love to see this spread across America, and they can say, look, America couldn't control it either. How could we control it in China if America can't even control it? That's going to be their narrative. Or they'd love to see it devastate Taiwan, which is the political enemy of China, because Taiwan believes in freedom and China believes in, you know, communist, totalitarian, authoritarian, just total tyranny, right? So they'd love to see Taiwan destroyed. So they're probably trying to send infected people over to Taiwan as a biological weapon. In fact, we've already documented that that's happened. On one of the evacuation flights, they stuck some Chinese people who were infected just to infect Taiwan. Already happened. China wants to export this to other countries. So the blame can be shared by the world. And where do you think their number one destination would likely be? Who's the big enemy of China that they want to get out of the way? It's the United States of America. And what's the closest region within reach of China that has a lot of Asian people who wouldn't raise suspicion because there's lots of Asians already moving through the airport? Oh, Honolulu. Honolulu. So all you got to do is, if you're China and you just want to infect everybody, especially America, you just take like 50 infected Chinese people who don't yet show symptoms, but you've confirmed they're positive. You fly them out to, I don't know, Hong Kong or Malaysia or wherever, and then from there they take flights to Honolulu. And they just wander around the Honolulu airport, just blowing snot on everything or sneezing and coughing everywhere. And that's it. That's all it's going to take. Then you have an outbreak all over Hawaii. And if that's not shut down with quarantines quickly enough, which it probably won't be, because again, it's asymptomatic carriers, then you end up with infections on the mainland, i.e. the West Coast, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Seattle, San Diego, the common destinations from Hawaii. But you can take direct flights from Honolulu to Houston or Chicago or Denver or even, I think, New York. So there's no telling where this goes from there. So I don't see how this gets contained, frankly, because China wants to spread it. And even if they didn't, the accidental spread is, I mean, this thing is so infectious. You can't stop it even when you try. Japan looks like it probably has sustained community outbreaks happening right now. It's spreading in stealth mode. The next 2 weeks will tell us a lot. Remember, this can be spread by people for 24 days before they show symptoms. It's not just 14 days, it's up to 24 days. So over the next 2 to 3 weeks, we're going to know a lot because this may be spreading like crazy right now, and we just haven't seen the symptoms yet. It's just such a long incubation time. But if you start to see in the next 2 weeks some kind of outbreaks of weird, I don't know, bizarre increase in the number of infections and hospitals in Honolulu or Tokyo or, frankly, anywhere, Malaysia, Indonesia, or Egypt, then you know something's up. Or even America. You start to see a bunch of people hospitalized in Seattle with pneumonia all of a sudden. Guess what? It's probably not just regular pneumonia. It might be coronavirus. And so far, the CDC in the United States seems to have been sort of remarkably transparent. And people are criticizing me for saying that, but I just call it like it is. But I do know the CDC is prepping us for a big announcement where they're going to announce outbreaks are occurring in America. I know that day is coming. The CDC knows that day is coming. And I think they're prepping us. It may be that the CDC already knows that. They just haven't yet, you know, admitted the full story yet, and they're kind of warming us up to that. That's a possibility. I don't trust the CDC. They lie to us about vaccines. They lie to us about everything. So maybe if they do tell the truth temporarily on this, then it's some kind of a ploy to gain our trust so they can hit us over the head with the big one. Oh, take the vaccine at gunpoint. It's mandatory. You know, that's probably where this is headed, knowing the CDC. I mean, it's a criminal organization, let's be honest. But for whatever reason right now, they do seem to be sort of surprisingly honest, talking about how their test kits are failing, for example, and how they know it's coming to America. They didn't have to say that. So I don't know, maybe you have a better idea than I do about what is the CDC's tactic here. Why are they mixing in truth or admissions with their evil plot? I don't know. But ultimately, it's all going to come down to vaccines. That's where this is headed. So expect outbreaks in America, possibly Hawaii, but not confirmed yet. Just seems to be a likely place. Expect the CDC to cover up everything. Expect to see mandatory vaccines. Expect to see medical martial law in America. It's coming. And get ready. Get prepared. Read my website, naturalnews.com. Listen to my podcasts on brighteon.com. You can watch my interviews from time to time on infowars.com. And stay safe, get informed, get prepared. That's the only thing that's going to save you. This is probably coming to America before the election this year. So thanks for listening. Share this everywhere that you can, even though it'll probably get banned. But thanks for staying informed. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product.
We can barely keep it in stock, even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products and gel, first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.